Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
One spring day in 1992, a bomb exploded under a highway outside Palermo, the capital of Sicily. The blast killed an Italian judge named Giovanni Falcone. 2 months later, another bomb in Palermo killed another judge, Paolo Borsellino. Sicily has not been the same since. I've spent the past couple of weeks on this island. It's the size of Massachusetts and lies just south of the Italian mainland. And it's magnificent. More intact Greek temples than you'll find in Greece. More Roman amphitheaters than in Rome. Almost as many Norman churches as in Normandy. Yes, the Normans. They once occupied Sicily. So did the Phoenicians, Greeks, Romans, Spanish, and Germans. Also Arabs from North Africa. All these colonizers left abundant traces of their presence on the landscape and the culture. All except one. For nearly two centuries, Sicily was occupied by a homegrown invader, the Mafia. Through violence and intimidation, the mob dominated politics, business, everything. But all this changed with the murders of Falcone and Borsellino, longtime friends who dedicated their lives to fighting the Mafia. Sicilians rose up in anger with demonstrations and outright resistance. Businesses stopped paying protection money. Police and prosecutors risked death to jail thousands of mob bosses. The national government, normally in cahoots with the Mafia, bowed to popular pressure and passed tough anti-racketeering laws. There's a lesson here. An authoritarian occupier, no matter how entrenched and politically powerful, can be overturned. As it happens, a similar force is trying to entrench itself in America. This occupation is only 2 years old, but already its damage to laws and democratic norms is shocking. So are its mafia-like attempts to corrupt the institutions of government and civil society. And, like the mob, this occupying power may never be completely defeated. The Sicilian Mafia still exists, but it's confined largely to the shadows of the drug trade. It no longer controls political parties or murders judges and journalists. Its visible traces have been replaced by monuments to the figures who hastened its downfall, Falcone and Borsellino. Palermo's airport is now named after them. So are countless streets and schools, shrines and art exhibits. All of these are testaments, not just to the courage and righteousness of two men, but also to the ability of an outraged people to use determined, concerted action to regain their dignity. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.